This is Kevin here on the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio, the community station for the Isle of Wight. And a visitor has just called in to see me, which is always nice. It's Andy Gustar, who's a partner in Hamilton's. Is that right, Andy?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And tell us, why have you called in to see me today? Because you have some news, I gather, a new development upon the industrial estate in Newport. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. And our depot up in Dodner Industrial Estate, we've actually opened a shop up there now.
Yeah.
So that particularly local people in the factories up around there, we've had requests from them that they'd like something hot to eat on these wintry days and a nice warm drink.
Yeah.
And they call around at lunch times from their factories and that sort of thing. So we've actually opened a shop now.
Okay.
They give them a bigger selection of hot pies. Hot sausage rolls and coffee, that sort of thing. So
they've been beating a path to your door for years, have they? Saying, come on, start serving.
Well, that's right.
We want a sausage sandwich.
Yeah, and we've responded to that now. So they've got a nice shop up there. They can go in and buy these from 10 o'clock in the morning. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And when did that open, Andy?
It actually opened last Friday.
Okay.
So we've got a few flags up there and a few posters up there to actually advertise it.
Yeah.
And it's starting to work already, which...
Good.
The aromas from the hot sausage rolls being cooked from our ovens goes all over the estate, apparently, so it gets people tempted.
Well, I don't need the aroma, I just need to know that it's there, so I'll probably be a visitor. Yeah. What is it, just purely a response to the demand? And it's quite a departure for you, because that was your depot, and you've already got shops, haven't you, locations on the Isle of Wight?
Yeah, we have three shops on the island, one in Woodenbridge, Cowes, and in Park Street in Newport.
Yeah.
And we found that people are looking on the estate particularly to buy things from us, and we have we're actually doing retail sales from there as well, with cheeses, hams and fresh meat.
All right.
And people do call up there, so this is a further venture for us, that they can actually come and actually buy from there.
Okay. And do you supply a lot of other shops as well, don't you, with your products? I mean, I've seen the Hamilton's name on packets of meat in all sorts of shops.
You will do. We're a wholesaler on the island. We sell to different stores on the island, the smaller independent stores, and we also sell quite a lot of our products in co-op as well on the island.
Yeah, that's probably where I've seen it. And do you sell off the island as well?
No, we don't anymore. We used to be we used to have a van on the mainland that used to go around selling to smaller shops. But as the smaller shops decreased in numbers because of the supermarkets, it became harder and harder to achieve.
Yeah.
So we actually withdrew from the mainland.
Yeah, yeah. But it's nice to know you're doing a service for other businesses up there on the estate. And has that meant a new jobs up there as well?
Yeah, we're employing three apprentices at the moment in Hamilton's. One of them was specifically brought in to alleviate other areas within there, so the butcher can be left to serve in the shop, and in the meantime they're getting trained to become butchers.
Okay. And I don't know whether you'll be able to answer this, but have you got any other plans for later in the year? Presumably you're always looking at new opportunities and ways to develop. Is there anything on the horizon that you could tell us about?
We want to develop a click and collect service as well.
All right.
We've got a new website which is nearly complete now. Hopefully within the next 2 or 3 weeks it'll be ready. And then from your phone you'll be able to click an order through and pick it up later in the day. Not only from from Dodner, but from our retail shops as well.
Okay. That doesn't apply to bacon sandwiches, does it?
No, not quite.
Well, it was a nice try.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck with it all, Andy, and thanks very much for popping in to see us. It's good news, and it's good news that you're also taking on apprentices. That's a big thing, isn't it? A big issue, especially for island people.
Well, there's not a lot of butchers being trained anymore, and we're doing our best to make sure we've always got some to fall back on. So.
Yeah, yeah. Great news.
Thank you.
Anyway, nice of you to pop in.
No trouble.
And I'll be up to see you before too long.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Thanks then, Andy.
Thanks then.
Cheers.
Bye.